All right, this episode of Wet Jeans is brought to you by Lucy. Lucy makes the whole ad read. Let's just not even do it.
We'll just scrap this episode.
Usually you can use some Lucy right now. Lucy makes tobacco-free nicotine for people to focus better, think deeper, think about the solar system, the stratosphere, think about cumulus clouds, chill out smoother and inspire creativity. If you use this shit, you might experience increased alertness, an increased mood, increased attention span. You could fucking relax, dude. You're stressed out about everything, the weight of the world on your shoulders. Get addicted to nicotine. They're not gonna like that. But this is 100% pure tobacco-free nicotine, and they have tons of different flavies. They have apple ice, they got mango, they have mint, they got espresso even. I'll have that one in front of me, but that's my favorite. Apple ice, I think I already said that, and wintergreen. And it comes in 2, 4, 8, 12 milligrams. There's 12 different flavors. If you're feeling a little crazy, you can even get some cinnamon. Feeling a little slutty, huh?
Mix them.
Probably. You might.
That'd be kind of cool. Do a cocktail.
One on the upper deck, one on the lower deck, bunk beds.
That would move me up to 8, so I don't know if I want to do that yet, but eventually.
Use code WETJEANS at Lucy.com, and it's always free shipping, and there's even a 30-day refund policy if you change your damn mind. And in life, sometimes we just change your mind. Sometimes you ask a woman or a man to take your hand in marriage as a lifelong commitment. You even swear on it through death, through health. And then you just change your mind and you get a divorce.
Yeah.
So we're all changing our minds.
Death to us part means a lot until you just wake up and realize you just spent 26 years with the wrong person.
Yeah, it happens all the time. Everyone in my family. But yeah, use code WETJEANS for 20% off and free shipping at Lucy.com. Try it out. I know you guys will like it. You know how I know? Because no one's complained yet. But getting back to bunk beds, because I said upper deck, lower deck, bunk beds.
I popped this light on, by the way.
Were you?
I wanted to wait because they die so fast, and I forgot to.
Yeah, these things do die fast. They're like
people that
smoke cigarettes.
Yeah.
What
a segue.
But yeah, upper decky, you can do a lower decky, you could do a high decky, Matsui. Were you bunk bed, when it comes to bunk beds, are you like, I call top bunk? Were you? Did you care? Did you ever have bunk bed experience?
I did a BBS, no BB. I grew up, I had a bunk bed with my brother but I slept in my own room. So I just had one for when I had sleepies.
You had a bunk bed solo?
Yeah, because I could just, like, it was all depending on my era. Like, sometimes I was in my top bunk era, and sometimes I was in my bottom bunk era. It all, like, kind of depends.
Yeah, I remember my brother got a bunk bed, and I wanted one, like, right away. When we used to share a room up until, I think I was 12 or 13, something like that. But he had a bunk bed that was, like, a hand-me-down bunk bed from these rich people, actually, that my family knew. And they lost everything.
Really?
Which is really cool. Yeah,
that's pretty awesome.
Used to know all the athletes on the sports team, so that's how I met the athletes when I was a little kid. And the dad, and they made a couple bad investments. They lost it all. So
I'd fucking kill myself in a second, for sure.
Yeah, pretty cool stuff. When you have to tell the wife you have to downgrade, that'll test your relationship.
Yeah, you think your death do us part? How about downgrade do us part?
Yeah, honey,
you know that Range Rover? Well, you're going to have to downgrade to a Dodge Caravan.
It's not my fault. The Dow Jones is very unpredictable, Sheila.
We're in a recession. What do you want me to do, Sheila?
Say it like that.
That'd be so funny if you had this weird condition that whenever you got, like, heated or in a fight, you started talking like Jerry Seinfeld.
Bro,
what the fuck?
But yeah, I think, yeah, he got a bunk bed. My brother got a bunk bed. And I was like, I want one. Because your brother could get anything,
yeah.
Like even HIV. And let's say you were a little kid and he got it. You'd be like, I want that too. Even if you don't like it, you just want that.
Yeah, you'd be like, and your mom would be like, you don't even like HIV. And you'd be like, yeah, I do.
I do. I do like it now. You don't know.
You don't know.
I do like it now.
I do like it. I remember I saw a picture of when I had a bunk bed. I remember I saw a picture of someone, like a kid in a magazine, I think it was, that took the bottom shit out, like the bars on the bottom, and had like a little like office under there. Because if you take out the panels where the mattress lays on the bottom bunk, you can empty that shit out and you can have like a little like little spot to play video games and stuff. My mom wouldn't let me.
They used to have those creative bunk beds like that change. Is that what you're talking? He did it by himself, right? But they used to have the ones with the drawers and like you could basically transform your bed.
That was what I don't. I feel like bunk beds kind of was something that kind of like. Do people still sleep on those?
I don't think so. I think everyone realized like this is a little bit insane.
Like, why does it, we need two beds stacked on top of each other?
Like, this isn't jail.
Yeah, like
we don't need that.
Like, I think that's where it started. Was probably jail. Like, yeah. I feel like they didn't have singular beds ever in jail.
Yeah, which is crazy, bro. That's like the worst part of being in prison. You have to be on a twin bed your whole life. Not even a twin, a single.
And
you
someone else
sprawl
is,
out.
Yeah, and someone else is in there too.
Someone
yeah,
else is so taking a shit.
That might be
two
worse.
Feet away from you.
Yeah, that might be worse than the ass rape.
I would say that because it's nice being on a big bed.
Yeah, like it's you can just like when you get home from like a long day of making license plates, you probably just want to like lay on a big ass bed and like stretch out.
Yeah.
I don't know if they do that. I don't know if that's just a movie thing, like where they make license plates in jail. I don't know if that's true.
I've never heard of that. What movie?
I thought that was a thing that like cartoon. I feel like cartoon jails always had people making like license plates in there.
I don't know. I just had to redo my registration. I already said this, but my registration was late. I had to go get an admissions test. Oh, we talked about this already on Scary Hours. Subscribe to our Patreon for an extra episode a week and extra content. There's also a chat on there. It's kind of like a Reddit thread.
You started it. Now I was getting like push notifications from Patreon, which I don't normally get. And I was like, what's going on here? I clicked on it. It was a pretty reckless conversation. I was watching the entire thing, just sitting there watching it. Because people are just... So if you join our Patreon, we can start a chat. And all the members can join. And it was pretty funny.
Yeah, it's already a cesspool.
It was already a diary.
People were talking about like the far right and all
yeah,
that shit.
It got,
like,
it got crazy.
Yeah.
Real fast.
It's like... Yeah. Have you read any comments on our recent Instagrams? We've been getting a lot of comments, a lot of negative feedback, of course. People are like, these beta males, this is what's wrong with the world.
Yeah, the Andrew Tates.
Yeah, about...
No, I don't... I'll only go through if I see some positive. I don't need the negativity. It's just... It brings you down.
Yeah, I've been staying away from comments in general, especially in my DMs. But on the Wet Jeans account, I've been reading some of the comments. They're not very nice.
Yeah.
But it is what it is, you know? What are you going to do?
What are you going to do?
You know?
Yeah, I mean...
What honestly, are you going to do?
Honestly, yeah. It doesn't really, like... It bothered me, like, 2 years ago, and then I was like, you know what? I always think about someone like Tim Heidecker, who, like, the shit he probably gets commented because his content's so, like, alienating sometimes, but it's just funny. Now I just think it's funny. I love looking at the people's accounts because it's always, like, the same type of people. It just makes me laugh.
Yeah, like a guy with his dog in the car.
Yeah.
Like those are the most dangerous people on the planet.
Yeah.
Guys with profile pictures of a selfie in the car with their dog or just of their dog. Most dangerous people on the planet. Also, I'll probably throw lesbians in the mix.
Yeah.
Not dangerous people. I mean, like, their comments are usually mean.
Yeah. There's definitely two...
There's two types of lesbians.
The car selfie
folks.
There's the car selfie in the lesbian community, and they're not the lesbian community, but like whenever you see the most hateful comment, it'll be from either the right side or the left side, and those are the two representatives.
Yeah. It's weird how my perspective on lesbians changed growing up. When I was growing up, when you said lesbian, I pictured two chicks making out, pillow fights, and as you get older, you realize angry lady, motorcycle, bad tattoos.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying all lesbians are like that. Shout out to lesbians. We all like the same thing. You know, we love a good pick six.
I love gay people.
But I like gay people too. It's just on the internet, you're not well represented.
Yeah.
I feel like. You guys need to work on that.
Yeah.
I don't mean you guys like as in guys. Let's, you ladies.
Ladies. Each group has their own. Just absolutely terrible people.
Yeah, like our people are the white things white people need to work on the internet are the guys with the car selfie profile pictures.
Yeah. It's all usually white people, if I'm going to be honest.
The usual suspects.
Like, I don't think if you went through our comments, I don't think there would be one non-white person commenting hate. White people just, like, they're too bored. So, like, that's why they like, have to do that shit, and that's why they have to...
Yeah.
like, you want to know how white people have such like a safe and like bored life? Is the existence of roller coasters. Like, you need that adrenaline just to feel a lot. Like, there's this new one that they're coming out with that is supposed to emulate a 600-foot drop off a cliff. So just do it at that point. Just jump off. If that's your, I feel like you're.
Please kill yourself.
I feel like you're just. You don't realize that you just want to feel what it's like to be to kill yourself.
You're realizing you're worthless.
Yeah. So
you should.
Roller coasters are you a roller coaster guy?
No.
They don't do it for me.
No. Like, that's a great point you made though, because white people need roller coasters to feel something. Black people just need a cop car behind them.
Yeah. That would be
and I mean that in like a real, it's a problem.
No, yeah.
Like, it shouldn't be like that.
Yeah, it's that's
so don't clip that.
Cuz it's like the Halloween house conversation, like the scary, it's just haunted houses, roller coasters. It's a trend. People need to feel scared to feel alive cuz their lives are so mundane.
Yeah, I don't feel that. I don't need to feel scared.
Yeah.
Unless it's the fear where it's like you have a 16 and dealer has a 20.
Yeah, like that's the ultimate thrill for me is playing roulette. Like that's my jumping out of a plane experience because it just gets my heart going because it's like it's gonna happen. My money's gonna disappear or I'm gonna get a lot of it.
So where is the 600 foot drop?
I think they're built. I can't forget where they're doing it. What park? But I was just I saw it on some. Like Yahoo or some shit. It was like a new roller coaster will emulate like 600 or 300 foot drop. I can't even calculate how big 300 feet is, but that seems like a lot.
It's big. I've been on an 80 foot drop.
So it's probably
300. That's fucking huge.
So it's probably 300 now that I think about it. Or maybe I'm just
over. 600 is huge.
I have no concept of numbers or distances or measurements at all.
Like, no, but like that's ridiculous if it's 600.
Yeah. I think it literally is supposed to go off the cliff, but I don't know. I have to Google it again. I forget. It's not built yet. They were just like doing the blueprints and shit.
I won't even go on a helicopter. It doesn't make sense to me. It's just one propeller. What if it stops?
It's also super heavy in the front.
Yeah, I don't like that. I don't like the way it's shaped.
Yeah, it's like someone, like, you know how some people get like really big, like all the weight just goes to their stomach, but they have like kind of skinny legs.
Yeah.
That's like a helicopter to me. Like it doesn't seem like if this person tried to run, they'd probably fall over. So it's like it scares me like that. The weight distribution.
Why is the helicopter made like that?
Yeah, I don't know.
Like it has like the tail at the end. It looks like a tadpole.
Why wouldn't they make the tail part just fatter so the weight is just like the same all around, like a plane almost?
That's what the Army's ones are, I think. I think they're just like tubes.
Oh,
right.
Right. I think you're right. I think.
Yeah, the Army ones are like they go like that, but then they have two propellers.
Oh, right.
Propellers. Holy fuck. What am I, 65? Shout out to everyone that's 65. Congrats on getting baiting and switched about retirement. I wanted to just talk about that real quick, how like retirement is the biggest bait and switch.
Especially now that like the government's like taking a huge dig at their social security and shit. Like you saved all that money just for the government to be like, we're probably taking some of that.
Bro, you spent 60 years because they started working when they were like, you know, 10.
Yeah.
Like saving
in like
up.
Like a mine.
We're going to have all this money. We could do fun things. And then the second you retire, you get arthritis.
Yeah.
And you can't even open your own present that your grandson got you.
Yeah, you can't even open that tie.
You need help.
Grandpa, you need help? You need to have like your daughter-in-law like put her arms around your arms, like help you move and unwrap the present.
And you stink too.
Yeah.
And you can't even get on planes. You ever realize there's not very many old people on planes? Old people kind of, they just like to chill.
Yeah, I know. I have relatives who, it's just the flying is too much of a hassle. And if flying is too much of a hassle, then that's a huge problem because flying is as easy as it's ever been.
You don't have to do anything.
Yeah, like you don't have to fly. The plane's doing most of the flying. Like it's not like you have to like flap your wings.
You only have to put on your seatbelt. Or go to the bathroom.
The knee shit would be like, yeah, that's
old
true.
People would crumble.
Yeah, actually, fuck. Yeah, planes are not designed for old people whatsoever, actually. There should be a, like, first class coach and, like, old person.
Old.
Like, old person, like, give them some extra leg room and make it so they're more comfortable. So have, like, shag carpeting in that section. Yeah.
Give them some backgammon boards.
Yeah, and what's that?
Like, pecan pie.
Yeah, and rest it on the windowsill. So, and then have someone float through the air. Yeah. I mean, old people went crazy when they invented sitting on the porch, though. That's like one of the best inventions ever.
Yeah, it is. I wonder what they felt. They were like, damn.
You know what my favorite invention that emotionally white people do?
What?
Is when they stand with their back against the wall. I can't really do it sitting down, but their legs like this.
It's a good move.
And their arms are crossed. Like, next time I go to like a packed bar, I'm just going to do that in the corner and just until someone comes over and be like, everything okay?
It is a good move, though.
It is. You look, it's a really good move.
While smoking a cigarette, maybe?
Yeah.
It's weird to just stand up.
Yeah.
Some people go with the hands in the pockets. Some people go with like the this.
Sometimes I don't know what my favorite hand. Yeah, like because I do like my hands crossed, but I don't like how like what it portrays. Like it makes it look like I'm serious, but I'm not that serious of a guy.
Yeah, that's what you got taught. Like that one girl that made an Instagram one time. She's like, well, if you put your arms like this, you're projecting that you don't want people around you. That's a barrier. No, it's just somewhere to put my hands.
Yeah, like. As much,
what do you want them in my pants?
Yeah, I think that's one of the biggest problems with evolution. Really, is that we never got pockets like kangaroos.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Because there's just like, and then there's some people that like if you ever played football in Wrangler jeans and you have a dog named like Spot and he's a golden retriever and you got married really young, you put your thumbs in your jean pockets.
Ooh, yeah.
And your dog's name is Bentley. And
you have mowed the lawn before by yourself as a kid.
Yeah, like you know, like you when you bought your first house very young, you already knew how to mow the lawn.
Yeah, and your parents gave you the down payment.
Yeah. Oh yeah, you didn't buy that shit on your own.
No.
And your wife's she has large blonde hair.
How about her tits?
Very big.
And big tits.
Yeah, big old Johns.
Hmm.
But. I don't know how we got to standing with our fingers in our pocket. I don't know how to stand though. Sometimes I'll, like
how do you stand?
I'm trying to think. Like right now I can't think about how I usually stand. Sometimes I like to go hands behind the back like
okay.
Interlock cuz it's something to grab onto like a grab and then it makes me look like I'm thinking or smart.
I like that. I like the hands behind the back.
Yeah.
That's like that's a confident move.
Yeah, I'm not afraid to look like a little bit of a pussy.
No, I think it's not. I don't think that's a pussy move at all. I think that's a man that knows what he wants.
That's true. Like I've seen what I don't like, and I like what I've seen.
You know what you like.
Yeah,
that's what I. If I see a guy and you're kind of in a wide stance a little, and your hands are behind your back, I like that actually. I might try that.
That's a good move, Ak. Fuck, that's actually a good. That's gonna be how I stand from now on.
I might try that tonight. Did you Uber here?
I did. Whenever I come down, I know. Like every time I come down here, I just. Just in case. Oops.
I got to do some stuff for now. It's actually funny because we're just talking about free real estate. I'm going to an open house at 3:15.
Party. Open house. Everyone's invited. You should open Peter.
I thought you guys meant open house.
What the fuck? It's an open house. We're all the chicks.
What the fuck? What do you mean we're trespassing? It's an open house. It says right here.
What the fuck?
It says right here, open house.
You have like a bunch of people behind you and like some of them have like a blow up thing for the pool.
The selling agent is like, do you guys have prequals? Like, where's your proof of income? I'll be done like kind of quick. So I'm down to do something. If we want to go out and like stand somewhere.
Hey, we're testing out some new stances in Old Town.
I'm not even kidding. I hope there's a wait so we could just stand.
Yeah, I hope it's packed so I can't sit anywhere.
Like, I just want to see how I stand.
Yeah, because I really can't picture it.
Can we both go behind the back? I feel like then that's weird. Then people are like, these guys are up to something. Like, we're about to suicide bomb the place.
Yeah, that's so true. That was probably how, like Osama stands.
Like, if we're both standing like this.
Yeah, I feel like one
like,
of us.
It's almost like rapist vibes.
Yeah, that is. That's like we're looking to do something scary. Maybe it's like that.
We're
maybe
looking to rape.
I can like.
How are you gonna stand? No, you should do what you want. You said I can't take the behind the back from you.
You could do the NFL head coach where you're kind of stanced up and your arms are crossed and you're leaning back.
Okay, you're good at this. You're acting like you're not good at standing. You are.
Like you're leaning back too much.
I like that. Yeah, I like that. It's like the meniscus.
Yeah, the.
Okay, I like that. I like that. I might be able to pull that off.
New stance just dropped.
Cause that's a good stance. We could test it out.
Test the watts.
We could test it out. Let's think about standing. You could always just change what you're doing.
Yeah, That's the magical thing about God. Really went crazy when he meant
now to I want to see when other people stand. Like, what are other people doing? They're probably on their phone. Cowards.
Yeah, I hate that.
That's a cop out.
Yeah, that doesn't count. That's not a real. If you're the real standing is you do your most innermost standing when you have nothing in your hands.
Yeah.
Because just your body. There's nothing else.
We should just take pictures of people how they're standing and put it on the show. Guy is standing like this.
This guy.
We should throw it up and then analyze like what he does for work, what's the plan for the day, what's going on at home. We should do that. We should. Taking pictures of strangers is always a good idea.
Yeah, there's never negative repercussions.
One time I took a picture of a baby in San Diego. We're in a restaurant, and there's this baby, and it's in like this weird, it's not even like a baby carriage. What do you call those things? Like those things that people hold their baby in, like those little baby baskets.
Is that a carriage?
Is it?
Might be.
Those baby baskets. But it was like kind of a bigger one. It was this Chinese baby. It could have been Taiwanese or Vietnamese or Korean, Malaysian maybe. But it had an iPad in front of it, and it was like going, like this thing. But it was also not near a table. It was near the wall in kind of no man's land. And I kept looking at this baby. It's like the only time where I'll stare at a little kid. And I'm like, whose baby is that? And the whole dinner, I couldn't focus on anything anybody else was saying because I kept looking at this baby, which other people might think is weird. But I was like waiting to see like who's checking on the baby.
No, I would do
the same. I almost went and checked on it.
If you have to say whose baby, if you're thinking whose baby is this, then whoever the owner is sitting way too far away.
No one came over to this baby, dude. I'm not even kidding. For 45 minutes.
What if it was like the bartenders and she had to bring him into work?
That would be badass, actually.
That would be.
But yeah, I took a picture of this baby. I put it on my story. And people were like very unhappy. Stop taking pictures of people's kids in public. Like, that was a big thing. It was always by like some kid that had like a profile picture of him playing lacrosse.
Yeah, but I feel like
I hate lacrosse. I hate lacrosse.
This is an anti-lacrosse episode.
I hate it. It's so dumb.
I
if you play lacrosse, you're dumb.
I grew up playing, and I wasn't good. I'll say that. So maybe I'm Len biased, but I also just didn't like it. I didn't like the rules. I hated the fact that there was a part of the field I couldn't go to.
And the defensemen have a bigger pole.
Yeah, I hated that.
It's like going to an NBA game. Like, you know that one didn't work.
Some of the cars in NASCAR have like a way better engine or something like that.
If you play lacrosse, and I mean this in the most genuine, like, I'm not trying to insult the gay community and use gay as a synonym for dumb. If you play lacrosse, you're gay. And I don't mean that in any derogatory way.
We should use that as a quote. That'd be a good one. If you play lacrosse, you're gay. The like the Drexler or like those Northeast schools that are really good at lacrosse.
A lot of kids that listen to this play lacrosse.
Oh, I know. That's why I think it's funny.
It's so whack. So let me get this straight. You're on the ground and you're holding a pouch with a ball in it. And you know how they all do the cradle? You don't have to do that. I don't care. Like, they're like, you got a cradle in front of your head. Dude, you don't even have to do that. You could just run down completely like this. You could just run down the field with the ball in your pouch. Like, it's not like stick handling or dribbling a basketball. It's just in a pre-made pouch.
Yeah.
So then it comes down to who's faster. That's it.
Yeah.
Who is faster? You just have to. And then they get down. Sorry for this like lacrosse thing, but I am sorry. This is taking up a lot of time. But like, then you get down to the opposing team's side of the field. And they all stand in a circle and just throw the ball around in the pouch until somebody has the courage to run in and shoot.
Yeah. I didn't like the rules either. I was not a fan of it. I just
I hate lacrosse so much. It's making me so mad right now how much I hate it. I really hate it. I hate the kids that play it. I hate the coaches. I hate the sport. It's a bad sport. And people are like, oh, it's the fastest sport on earth. No, it's not. Tyreek Hill runs a fucking 3.940. In what world is it? Receivers running a route slower than dudes named TJ playing lacrosse at Drexler University.
Wait, people say they're the fastest athletes?
It's the fastest game on foot. That's what they say about lacrosse. I hate lacrosse so much. I can't even, like, I'm not even kidding. My head just started hurting because I hate it that much.
That's such a funny.
I hate it.
I hate it, too. I played 1 year, hated it. and then didn't play the next year. And then I, like, all my friends are on the team. So I was like, fine, I'll play another fucking year again. And I just couldn't do it anymore. That was I played every sport except for football once.
I played football. I played lacrosse. I was a defenseman, like a long pole. And my coach would just yell, like, you gotta hit him! Like, you're just swinging an aluminum stick at the other guy.
Yeah.
Hoping that the ball falls out of the pouch that he's carrying it in. I just can't even... I can't even stress how upset lacrosse makes me.
I will give it the fact that it's... this.
I'm seething mad.
I will give respect to the fact that it's a physical sport with not a lot of equipment. That I will give them their stars there. But that's it.
But you're whacking someone with a stick.
Yeah. So it's just like so much.
Like, yeah, you can hit somebody open field, but it doesn't happen often.
That's true. Because you can't. It's hard to hit. It's hard to hit people. Like, football would be so hard if you couldn't tackle them.
What were you supposed to do?
Because you'd have to shoulder them, which would be like, is so hard.
Oh, like
to
use
do.
Your like, hands to
yeah,
wrap
like, that
up.
That only works in hockey. So that's like, yeah.
Yeah, I'm gonna get a lot of hate for that one. I don't care. I don't like it. It's my opinion. I'm entitled to my opinion.
Yeah.
And I don't care what.
The libs?
I don't care what Megan Rapinoe thinks about that. I really don't.
Megan Rapinoe.
Speaking of getting pissed and stuff, how do you feel about people Spotify Wrapped when they post it?
I like it.
Me too.
I was surprised by some artists that were making that were at the top of a lot of people's lists. But I also am from New Hampshire and the Northeast, so you're gonna there's gonna be a lot of country. So I saw a lot of country artists. I was like, wow, like did not know that many people listened to fucking like I think his name's Zach Bryan or something.
I don't know that guy. I know Morgan Wallen was popping on people's. I like it too. I don't mind it. I don't even know why it bothers people. Like I don't know why you would get bothered by something. Like, even anything, like a sport or a preference. I don't understand why you would get bothered. But
yeah.
I saw people, I kind of like, it's an interesting thing because you could kind of figure out, you can't figure out what kind of person they are. Like, I had Suicide Boys is number 2 on mine, which is insane. I don't know how. I like the Suicide Boys, but when they came in at number 2, I was like, whoa.
Yeah, I was surprised by mine too.
But it's interesting to see what people listen to because when they're in their car alone, like, I want to know what people are doing alone. At night.
Yeah.
In like, their car. Like not
because your music is like when you're by yourself. So it really is a window into who that person is. Probably more than anything else you post on social media ever.
Definitely. I think it's cool. I think it's cool that it shows the artists and the songs.
Yeah.
I feel like you could tell who's a little bit like of a slutty bitch.
Yeah. You could definitely tell who's a slut and who is a douchebag.
Hmm.
Kind of, I guess. You can't really tell from music. Did you see where, like it said, where you're most... You know how it has like a map of where you're most listening? Did you see that one?
No, I didn't.
So like on the third slide, it would show like where you should, like where you share the most listeners. Mine was like brutal.
Really?
Yeah. On the second or third slide.
Is there any way I can still get it?
Yeah, I think you can.
Oh, okay.
Mine was Fort Collins, Colorado. It's like, fuck, I'm a douchebag.
Whoa.
I'm like, goddamn.
That's insane.
Yeah, I'm like, fuck, maybe I'm hoisted by my own petard.
Hold on. Can I just interrupt this? Can we zoom in on this? This is what I was listening to. So Nelly performed at the halftime or whatever.
Yeah, I saw that.
And I was like, damn, like Nelly has some bangers. Like, and I pulled up Nelly just shuffle and this came up. It's just a naked chick.
Good Lord.
And, yeah, like zoom in on this. And it's called The Fix with Jeremih. And I was listening to it. You know the song?
Oh, yeah.
Whoa. Whoa. And then the whole song is like, shorty hit me in the late night. Shorty, all she wants to do is get piped. And I was in the car and I was like, I'm starting to think that rappers exaggerate about the sex drive of women.
Yeah.
Because I've never, not once, have had a situation where a girl wants to be quote unquote piped for more than 10 minutes.
Yeah.
So I'm starting to think either something's wrong with me or they're exaggerating.
Yeah, sometimes when I listen to rap music, I'm like, fuck. Or like R&B, because R&B is like super... I've been listening to a lot of Ja Rule recently.
Ooh, put it on, man.
I have a fetish for fucking you with your skirt on.
That's my favorite line. In the backseat of the Yukon.
That's the line.
Bro, your Ja Rule in 2003, just get a hotel.
Yeah, like Yukon. Like, are you guys like on a road trip? Like, you can't wait?
And why is she wearing a skirt like that?
Yeah, in a Yukon.
Anyway, all right. So your Spotify, that's a tough one, dude. I'm not even going to lie to you. Like, if They said everyone that listens to similar music as you is from Colorado. Yeah. I would be deeply concerned.
I don't know how it happened. I don't know. I need to go back to the drawing board.
All right. So this is it. This year, your listening took you places. And the one place listened, I didn't see this one. This is crazy. Ew! I might have a worse one. Oh, my God. I actually might be a pedophile.
Fuck, I'm trying to think of like what a pet. Oh, is it California?
it's even worse.
It's worse than California?
All right, I have a case for myself. It's good and bad. This is crazy.
Fuck, I can't think.
It's like something that you're going to be like very surprised.
What was your top
artist?
Should
I just say it?
Let me guess. What was your top artist?
Oh, Jeezy.
It's not in California.
No. My top artist were...
Oh, is it here?
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah, Tempe.
Tempe?
Tempe! What does that mean?
That's better than Scott. My buddy got Scottsdale. I was like...
That's bad.
I was like, that's tough. I kind of have a gauge on why he got Scottsdale, though.
So the reason why I made the Tempe comment is because, like, what am I, a college kid? I'm 20?
Yeah.
So technically, you still wouldn't qualify for being a pedophile, but does that mean I'm listening to what the college kids are listening to? Or does that mean I'm listening to, like, the...
It has to be. The entire city of Tempe is pretty much the college, I think, isn't it? Pretty much.
Yeah.
So I think
mine were OGZ, Future, which was weird. I feel like I don't listen to that much Future. I do, but not like I don't get in the car and like bump Future.
Yeah.
It's a lot of features. Moneybagg, obviously. Suicide Boy. Oh, Suicide Boys might be it. Like the locals of Tempe.
Yeah, that's
true. The Hangout Side Circle K and
shit. Like that Mesa energy.
Mm. Yeah, that's weird.
Yeah, that's funny.
I don't know. At least it was in Colorado, though.
I don't know what's, I think
what
I'd,
happened.
I think I'd rather have Tempe than Colorado. Fort Collins. Well, I don't know what Fort.
Oh,
Collins.
I would.
Where's Fort Collins? Is that
Fort Collins?
Is that like where Boulder? Is that in Boulder, like that area? I don't know. Like there has to be a university there. Most of the places I noticed are where universities are.
I'll give you this credit. When I think Colorado, I think of like one kid that I really hate that's from there. Actually, two. So
every kid I know from Colorado, pretty much that I like. No, actually, that's not true.
Okay, so this might help you out a little. Fort Collins is, like, pretty close to Wyoming.
Oh, I'll take that, actually.
Right?
I like Wyoming.
It's, like, north of Denver. I think if you were south of Denver, it would have been worse for you.
I'll read my top arts, because I'm going to see if it makes... I know my first one was Glaive, which you're not going
to
know who that is.
But you listen to, like, what's it called? Like, indie. That is Colorado.
That's why I thought it was going to get, like, Ohio, though, because the Midwest is where indie, like, emo indie rock thrives.
But when I think Colorado, I don't think indie, really. I just think about those two kids I hate.
Yeah, that's
so
true.
I don't think it's as bad as my initial reaction was.
Yeah.
Fort Collins is also, like, close to Wyoming.
So my top artists were Glaive, Hot Mulligan, Neck Deep, Lil Durk, and The Story So Far. Lil Durk sneaking up there is crazy.
Yeah, Lil Durk creeping in to get a little hood. That is I don't know any of those bands, by the way. Everyone knows this by now. We have different tastes. But.
Yeah, wildly different music tastes. That's funny, though, that you got Tempe. That makes sense. My friend got, I have like a, I can always, I feel like I can detect why. So like my buddy got Scottsdale. He's big into Peloton. He does like the Peloton shit.
Mm-hmm.
I figured he got Scottsdale because he probably listens to like Rufus Del Sol and shit and that spinning music. And women here love spinning classes, fitness shit. So I feel like that's why.
Women care about their bodies here.
Yeah, like
a lot.
Like a lot more than everywhere else you'll go.
Like that's like the main goal of women in Scottsdale. Like they're like, wake up, make sure my body stays tight.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not hating it. I'm not hating it. I got so mad at that. I would never beat the shit out of a kid, but I got like irrationally pissed off at that kid that like started a petition to get rid of the nerd emoji.
Mm-hmm.
Unless he's being funny.
No.
But I feel like he's not.
No, it's on. I do this new thing now where if there's like a trend like that, I Google it and just click news and see if it's true. It's not. It's real.
Yeah. No, yeah, so like...
It's a new trend where I research information.
Try this new life hack. Actually see context. Yeah, that kid fucking was pissed, man.
Bro,
I don't think people understand bullying when it's happening is terrible, but it's a crucial part of growing, like getting chirped and shit. Like, make sure, because like if I didn't get chirped for the stupid shit I did growing up, I wouldn't learn. You got to learn from it. That's what bullying is. It's a learning experience.
Yeah. Some kids get bullied where they don't deserve it.
Yeah.
But some kids get bullied because they do.
And there's a massive difference between the two.
There needs to be in like moms for bullying instead of moms against bullying.
Moms for bullying.
Moms for bullying.
MFB.
Because he's from the UK, that kid. So long story, if you don't know the article, this kid actually made a petition to get rid of like the nerd emoji with the glasses and the buck teeth. First of all, as a member of the buck teeth community, I've never been offended by anything like that in my whole life.
Yeah.
The problem with that kid is that he made a petition about an emoji that he finds offensive. A quick 4-hour plane ride away, kids' entire cities are being bombed and their families are dying.
Yeah.
That right there. The Gaza Strip is so close to England.
You had a tweet about it and you mentioned it, you're like, I don't know if I'm looking at it the wrong way, and that's like the exact way I was like, oh fuck, I'm kinda looking at it too that way too. Like, bro. It's first of all, if he's British, the emoji is not making fun of him because the teeth were straight.
Mm.
So it's not about you.
British people are very ugly. So he has a lot more things to worry about.
Also, this is the thing that I thought about. Like, when you mentioned the Gaza.
Who am I to talk? Holy shit. Anyway.
Like, you don't even have to go to Gaza to see. Bro, the bad luck Brian kid. That kid has. He has a point. Because that kid, there's never been someone universally bullied as much as the bad luck Brian kid for Gingers. Zero reason.
Gingers.
Yeah. Gingers, and he had like really bad teeth and like braces and shit. Like that kid has a gripe.
Yeah.
Like I think one of the craziest thing ever is that that kid never killed a lot of people.
Maybe he didn't. Did he? We don't have facts. He might.
You know what you should do? Figure out
who that is.
You can get him and interview him.
Who is that?
I bet he like completely. I've never even seen anything on him, so he probably like disassociated himself from that picture of Tom. But that kid has like a real gripe because everyone was using that in like 2011 when Twitter first started, and it was like so like that kid. I can't believe he didn't kill him. Maybe he did kill himself. But, like if he didn't, I can't believe he didn't.
Yeah.
Like it's crazy, and that kid thinks like no. That kid thinks he's got like a fucking argument. Unbelievable.
Because he's like, I have glasses, and that's portraying me as a nerd. Dude, get over it. Like kids are being slaughtered and trafficked. The parents to let him do that. If my kid came to me and said, "Hey, Dad, I'm offended about the wink emoji." Because I'm always I don't know.
The eggplant emoji.
Yeah, Dad, I'm offended about the eggplant emoji because
my penis actually looks like an eggplant.
Yeah.
It's purple.
Yeah. I'd be like, son, we need to have a talk. But I would just say, get the fuck out of my office. And the other parent
I like how you're in your office. Like, why do you have an office? What are you doing in that home office?
Having a home office is so funny.
Like everything has to be like mahogany and wood. Like I've never seen a home office where like the chairs aren't wood and like the desk isn't a big wooden desk.
I want to have an office in my home just because it's that like place where your kids when they're young they're like afraid to go. Like, yeah. Don't go in Dad's office because
there's a bunch of wires and shit that you might trip on.
No, you're not allowed to go in Dad's office. All right, we'll play hide and seek, but no one's allowed to go in Dad's office. He's gonna get mad.
That was like the scariest. Like. That was the scariest. I feared that more than death as a child, is going into the office you're not supposed to go into.
Yeah, going into, like, your parents' room.
Yeah, we can't jump on my parents' bed.
That's the worst thing you could do as a kid.
Yeah. I remember I gave my brother a rock bottom one time in my parents' bed, and I heard a break, and I said, okay, we can't come back here ever again.
It's weird how much kids want to go in their parents' bed.
Yeah. Because
they don't know, like, all, like, you ever see, I saw an article, not an article, Jesus Christ, I saw a meme the other day, and somebody was selling a couch, and it said, barely squirted on, and then, and it said, no skeet. like, oh, okay, no skeet. Okay, well, in that case, I'll give you 50.
Also, I never really thought about the fact that skeet is the male version of squirt. I didn't realize that I thought skeet was just, I didn't think cum was gender specific, really.
If I get dogs, like, if my kids want to have, like, obviously my kid, they're going to go, Dad, can we get a dog? Shut the fuck up, dude.
Shut up. I'm gonna talk to my kids like that, bro. Shut up.
Take your Xbox headset off. What? Bro, shut up.
Can you shut the fuck up?
I'm gonna be like, yeah, we can get a dog. We'll get two. On one condition, name them Skeet and Squirt.
That's actually not a bad name.
And we don't tell mom. And then when mom goes, oh, what's the names? Have my kid go, Skeet and Squirt.
And you'd be like, you got to tell me it was your idea.
Yeah. Don't tell mom.
Don't tell mom I had anything to do with this.
There's nothing like going out to the park with your son at night, murdering a homeless guy, and then going, don't tell mom.
Don't tell mom. If I had a nickel.
Don't tell mom, she's gonna get mad. And you get ice cream after. Don't tell mom about this either.
Don't tell your mother that I just killed two people with a car.
Don't tell your mom that I just got an aggravated homicide charge while drunk driving.
Son, take the wheel. I'm too drunk.
Don't tell your mother.
Don't tell your mother.
I'm gonna spend my whole parenthood telling my son, don't tell mom. Teach him how to lie to women.
That's so funny. Like, that is a thing. Like, don't tell your mother. Like, so don't tell her that you're doing things you shouldn't be doing.
Do moms tell their daughter that? Like, don't tell dad.
I don't know. Is she a mom on here? Don't tell your father. Oh, probably. Like, I feel like with dad. I feel like the mom, it's like shopping, and the dad, it's just like something like pretty bad.
Yeah, like the mom buys like a $1,200 dress that she's never going to wear.
Like, yeah.
And she just goes, don't tell dad.
Don't tell your father.
Even though dad like looks at the statements every day.
Yeah, because it's like his entire life is checking the statements and checking the thermostat.
What is this?
What the fuck is this? We're saving for fucking college.
Are you fucking kidding me?
No shoes?
Are you fucking kidding me? How is Tyler supposed to go to fucking ice hockey camp in Andover?
I'm bringing Tommy to the fucking rink in L.L. Bean shoes, and you're over here with Rick Owens?
Tommy. if every kid should have a year in their life in their childhood where they're named Tommy. It's just such a good childhood name.
I feel like every child should be named Tommy until they're like 13, and then they can decide if they want to stick. It's like Rumspringa. Like, then you can go, like, spend like a week at named something else, and you can decide if you want to go back to Tommy.
Like, you got to change it.
Yeah.
It's like kind of my name. Like, Robbie is like, nah.
Yeah,
now, but, like, nowadays.
Yeah, like, I'm not, I don't like my first name, and I always told my mom, like, I always get mad, like, you should have named me something sick, like, my cat's name is Romeo, like, I feel like I
That's
look
dope.
Like a Romeo.
Yeah, you do.
That's
you
why
do,
I named
actually.
Him, I'm, like, living through him.
Yeah, like, I used to have a cat before somebody in my family that I don't have a relationship anymore got rid of it without me knowing, which is pretty traumatic.
Yeah.
Because, like, animals provide that, like, that comfort
that
sometimes.
That companionship.
And then somebody just said, fuck that. Kind of just spit in my face a little bit. Anyway, the cat's name was Louie. And I was like, that's a dope name.
That's such a good name. Did you name it?
Yeah.
That's such a good
name.
Yeah,
it was a tuxedo cat.
Ooh, Louie. That's a perfect name for tuxedo cat.
Yeah, Louie. But yeah, dude, I have a fucking whack-ass name too. Robert.
It's just so, like, bland.
Whack, bro. What do I work at? Like, fucking...
Andrew.
What do I work at? APS. Like, I work at a place where I just process people's electrical bills and just send out the emails.
Yeah.
Hi, this is Robert from APS. You're a little late on your electric bill. No worries. Everyone's so busy during this time of year. Don't worry about it. You know what? I'll waive the late fee. Don't worry. Bye-bye.
Hey, it's the holidays. I'll waive the late fee. Don't even worry about it.
Yeah, it's that time of year. Robert.
Claiming, I like the cop out. Like, come on, it's the holidays. Like, as a reason why someone shouldn't be, like, acting different.
Shoot somebody directly in the head to the judge. It's the holidays.
Come on, let me off this one murder charge. Where's your holiday spirit?
And the judge, like, he goes like this. He's like, no, he grabs his glasses. So, let's say you're the defendant. You ask me about to dismiss your murder charge because of the holidays.
Your Honor, come on. It's one murder charge. Where's your holiday spirit?
You know what? Here's what I'm going to do for you. We're going to knock this down. To a misdemeanor, but it's only going to be after 24 hours of community service. Now, can you do that to me? Can you look me in the eyes and say you're going to do that to me? I'll take this homicide right off your record.
Hand of God, Your Honor.
Okay. I'm a second, believe in second chances. Go home, get your community service done, and have a safe holiday.
That was really good. I actually felt like I was in a courtroom for a second. And then I go out and just murder someone else.
You go shoot somebody in the head within 30 minutes.
Like, I leave the courtroom and all you hear is a bang.
Oh, fuck, dude.
That'd be so fucking
that
funny.
Is so cool when fucking you always hear about that. Like when they used to air Cops, which is an insanely immoral show. Like, yeah, people are at the lowest point in their lives.
No, they're on national television.
National television getting pulled over because they have a taillight out. And oh, it's the bars. I was like, what was that?
Oh, it's one of those. Is it one of those pedal bikes, too?
Yeah, those party bikes.
Oh, we're just, like, right next to, like, the heat. It's so
early for that. What time is it?
It's just about to turn two.
Where's my phone?
Motherfuckers be like, it's a quarter to two. Sorry, we didn't all go to MIT. Just tell me what time it is.
Okay. All right. Well, I just got some news.
Second tower's been hit.
My entire family just died in a pickleball accident.
The pickleball massacre of 2023.
That would be actually so funny if somebody shot up like a pickleball arena.
You would have to call it the pickleball massacre.
The pickleball massacre. Oh my god. The pickleball massacre.
You have to like use your paddle to fuck the bullies.
That would be so crazy if somebody did that. Like, pickleball is the one thing where it's like everyone just going to have a good time.
Yeah, like like it's the least competitive sport.
Getting a little exercise. Yeah. Like, that's it. Like, that's it.
That would be the worst sport to do that to.
Gutless.
Yeah. Especially because it's like all just like, yeah, it's all like older people for the most part.
If I was a judge in a case where a guy went into like, because they have those pickleball things now. They have pickleball. What do they even call them? Pickleball buildings? They have pickleball. You see the one way out in Western Maricopa?
No.
They have a pickleball. I don't even know what you call it. Like, you know how you call the batting cage the batting cages and you call the.
The courts?
Yeah, it's indoors though. It's like Top Golf, but for pickleball.
Oh, what
they
the
have
fuck?
That.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh yeah, yeah. So if I was a judge and somebody is like, you went and you shot up like the pickleball playhouse, I'd be like, you're a sick fuck.
You're the sickest. I've been on this bench for 72 odd years, and this is the worst case.
If I was a judge, every person that came to the stand for me, I would say that I've been on this bench for 50 years. I've never seen anything like this.
It's like it's just a pardon ticket.
This is disgusting. This is putrid.
It's hard for me. I'm going to be honest with you, son. It's hard for me to even look at you.
You show no remorse. You have a 1,000-yard stare that tells a story of its own. You're relentless.
Get out of my eyesight. Yeah, you're getting jail for life. Get out of here.
Jail for life. The bailiff goes and puts him in cuffs, leads him away. Guy never sees his family again over a parking ticket.
Imagine if judges had that power where because, like, there's certain maximum things. Imagine if they took away maximum and minimum sentences for things. Because a judge could just have, like, a power trip and just be like, it's your second parking ticket in 3 years. You're never going to see life again.
It's crazy, though, because judges still could do, like, Kamala Harris locked up.
A shit ton
She's
of
got people
users.
Voting Democrat. Not political podcast, but she locked up or was involved in locking up. She was like the DA or something. So many people for weed.
Yeah. If you're a real stonehead, you should not be supporting Kamala Harris because she wants to put people like you away.
I don't really get it, though. Like, because they have to have a certain amount of people in prison because it's money, but like how?
Yeah, I don't really get how the prison.
I don't get that.
I don't get people, and sometimes people are like, because then the argument's like, why are we keeping these people in prison for life when you could like. Execute them and then people are like, well, executing them's more expensive.
How?
A bullet's like eight, like 75 cents.
They do always say that.
They always say that, because that's like kind of how I'm not saying like I'm pro or anti death penalty or in it, but I always think that like if it's so expensive to keep people like in jail, why would you not use the death sentence more or death penalty more. And people are always like, what's more expensive? And I go, well, how does that make any sense at all?
I can't stop thinking about the pickleball massacre of 2023. We should make that the title.
Hopefully that fucking doesn't happen. Save it for 2024.
What would you say? The pickleball... Wait, you said pickleball massacre, right?
Yeah.
Just imagine, believe it. Like, people would have to use... And it's the worst paddle to deflect bullets. It's, like, this big.
It's better than the tennis one, though, because tennis one has holes in it.
What if you're shooting up, like, a tennis class, and somebody went like this? I'll literally... Like, I just be like, are you an idiot? Like, there's holes in that.
I can see your eyes.
There was a video one time. It was actually really sad. It was obviously somewhere in, like, South America. Because they, like, love... The government loves just letting the gangs do whatever they want.
It's which, so corrupt.
I don't get why you would... It seems like a weird political model for me.
It's why, like, Argentina... Like, Argentina's government is either in, like, thriving... Or just have, or just like almost in, like where Greece is. Like, yeah, they like, just like fluctuate a ton.
Yeah. If any Argentinian women want to get out of that are hot,
I have room in my. I can board you.
I have a bunk bed.
I call top bunk.
What was I talking about? Oh yeah, there was a video of like they're all sitting at a deli inside a deli, and a guy comes in and he starts like shooting. Obviously, gang related. And this guy who had nothing to do, he obviously wasn't the target. So they're like, point the gun at the target. And this guy, like, three chairs to the left, grabs a little kid and puts him
in. Come on. That is fucked up.
I was like, everyone in the comments was like, ignored the guy getting his head blown off. And they're like, yo, check out buddy, three seats to the left. Like, grab. He took the little kid and went like this. And I was like, dude, that's crazy.
And the problem with that is, first of all, he had nothing to do with the incident. But the problem with that is, that shows you who that person is at the root of them. Like, what you do when you think you're going to die is pretty much who you are at your core.
But that's also not going to stop a bullet.
Yeah, it could just shoot you, like, below. Like, that's the smallest target ever.
It could just go through the kid.
Yeah. And the kids are tiny as hell.
How do you, if you're that kid, what if that's your uncle? I don't know. Is it like you will never? You be. I'm gonna stay away from this guy.
I would never be around that person again.
No, and it's on video. Like the guy can't dispute it.
And it sucks because he wasn't. He had nothing. Like he.
It wasn't.
He had nothing to do with the violence or anything illegal either. Like he's just like the wrong place, did the wrong thing at the wrong time on camera.
He's at the wrong poker game.
That's why it was probably nice. Oh my god! Like life before everything was on camera, you just get away with being like a terrible person.
You know what I just realized? Are you on Fubo?
Yeah.
I was at my house watching the Lightning game, and it kept saying someone else is using your account.
Oh, mine does that every Sunday.
But I was saying I don't have anyone else on my account. I just realized because I saw that Texas.
Is that your Fubo account?
It has to be.
Oh, you know what?
Bro, I was about to call my brother, and I was like, wait, I never, no one's.
Wait, why is that does that for me, though?
So that was you.
Yeah, but when I use... Oh,
I was getting so mad.
Bro, it does that to me every Sunday, and I text... I use Dusty's. I go...
Wait, on this one?
No, when I'm home.
Oh, okay. I smoked a doobie right before this.
So, yeah, actually, that is yours, because I remember when I signed in, it didn't say, I have my own, and Dusty has his.
Okay, I just saw right now, and I put two and two together.
So stupid, two people can't watch at once. Come on.
I didn't even know I was logged in. I was getting mad.
It's wicked infuriating.
I couldn't figure it out. I literally pulled up my phone, and I had a text from my mom, and she was asking me, you know how, you know the Jitney, right?
The Jitney?
It's his bus. It's his bus that runs at
yeah.
She was like, what time do you want to get on the Jitney with? And I was like, fuck. He keeps changing.
Hey, you don't come home for Christmas. And I'm just here watching the Texas game.
Oh, shit. That's so funny. I have an editor. Can you bleep out the name and mouth over?
And bleep it out that when
you. And that time, too. Yeah. And can you bleep out at a Jitney? And that time too. Just add on more work. And I'm about to say the N-word. You bleep that out too. Remember that one time people thought I said it?
Yeah, what
was I talking about? I think I was saying the R-word. But the context was so crazy that people thought I got multiple texts. Like, bro, did you say the N-word on the pod?
Oh,
I was like, no.
You said something. Yeah, you said it, and we bleeped it out because we were like, we should be more inclusive. We shouldn't say that. Let's bleep it out. And then people thought you said the N-word, so we're like, backfire. That's like why.
But it was something to do like with football or something.
Yeah.
Like the context was like almost perfect if you wanted to be racist.
Yeah.
But I remember I was actually on Camelback at a stoplight, and I got like four texts in a row. And they're like, bro, did you say the N-word? Like, people I barely even talked to. And I was like, did I? I was like, I don't think so.
Yeah, it's like something you, like, know if you said. That's crazy.
Yeah,
I
people thought
that.
I was saying the R-word, though.
So it wasn't offensive.
And we're bleeping out the R-word.
Yeah. That's what happens when you try to be a nice guy.
That's what happens when I try to bleep out retard.
Yeah.
You don't have to bleep that out.
But, yeah, that's funny. I remember that.
Yeah. Ayo, all in. Yeah, there was something else I wanted to bring up that I don't remember, but it was something, it was like more of a rant, so it's not that important. I think I wrote it down, but
I was Ubering, but while you look for it, I was Ubering here, and I just the ultimate white guy trip. Like, I saw, you could tell they Airbnb'd a place right around the corner. They're all like loading their golf shit out of the car. Like, you know, they're gonna go out trolling for pussy tonight.
Who?
Just like a group of like white dudes on a like a clear Scottsdale trip, probably bachelor party.
Yeah, they probably DM'd us.
Yeah,
I swear to God, every group of white dudes on Scottsdale bachelor party DMs us.
Yo, where should I go?
Everyone says that. I get it because I'm like, when I go to new cities too, I'm like kind of like, it would be nice if somebody told me where to go and where not to go.
Yeah,
but yeah, I do remember what I was gonna say because we were talking about the N-word. Like, not in that way though.
Yeah, I know.
There's a movie coming out. Did you see it? It's called The Magical Society. Do you know what I'm talking about?
No, but you said there's a new movie coming out. Did you see it? Like, as if there's just that one movie that's coming out.
Oh, yeah.
Like, oh, yeah. I got the big game. No, but keep going.
The American Society of Magical Negroes.
What the fuck? No, I haven't heard about
that. That's the title of the movie. Unless I'm being completely trolled.
We're doing a bit of trolling. That's
the Magical Society.
Is it Spanish? Like Spanish?
Guess what it's about.
Fuck. Is it like a superhero movie? Or is it like...
Hold on. Do I have this wrong? The American Society of Magical Negroes is a movie. A young man gets recruited into a secret society of magical black people who dedicate their lives to making white people's lives easier. Okay. Now you know this is a fiction. This is insane. This is a real movie.
Ugh.
Is it?
Well, I gotta Google it now.
Black people who dedicate their lives to making white people's lives easier? That's like, that's putting my brain in a blender. Why would they do that? I would never do that.
Already, your movie lacks verisimilitude.
What does that mean?
Like, believability. Like, I'm not gonna believe this.
It's a satirical comedy. Okay.
That sounds funny. Actually.
Okay, that sounds awesome.
That sounds amazing. If you just change. I thought it was gonna be some white people guilt shit.
That's what I thought.
That's just all what I assumed because that's like what Hollywood is now.
That's awesome.
That's crazy.
I can't wait to see this now.
Do you know who wrote it or is directing it?
Kobe Leiby. Sounds Asian.
Magical.
KOBILIBII. Such a dope name. Holy shit, man.
Cody Leiby?
Yeah. Sounds like a dumpling dish.
You don't see
Is that racist?
No. You don't see a lot of people named Cody anymore.
Kobe.
Oh, Kobe. Is it?
Kobe. Like Kobe Bryant, but with an I. C-O-B-I. I mean, K-O-B-I.
Oh, it's Kobe, not Kobe.
Kobe Leiby. Or Leiby.
Interesting.
It's funny that we were chirping people because we do satire a lot, and people in the comments are like, these beta males, these cucks.
Cucks.
And we make fun of them, and I didn't realize that this was a satire.
Interesting.
Do you see it?
Yeah, I'm not sure if he's done anything else that I've seen.
This has the potential to be so funny.
Yeah, it does. Interesting.
The title is already hilarious now that I see it in that light.
Yeah.
The American Society of Magical Negroes. Hi, can I get two to see the Magical Society of American Negroes?
We should go. First of all, I didn't watch the movie. I sat my white ass down and listened.
Talk to him.
Want me to read the Manscaped?
Oh, yeah. Fuck. We're way past due on that. I was going to do the 20-minute mark. We're at the hour mark. Ayo. Yeah, yeah.
Hockey season is back, and we're gearing up for some icy action, but before you hit the rink, some good tilts on night. Make sure you look ready with the real all-star of the league, the Handyman trademarked by Manscaped trademarked. This dual-action flail shaver is your ultimate power play against unruly facial hair. It'll save your face as... It'll have your face as smooth as freshly zambonied ice. Get 20% off plus free shipping with the code WETJEANS at manscaped.com. Again, that's 20% off plus free shipping with the code WETJEANS at manscaped. You know, keep your body tight, keep your ass clean. It's just because it's getting colder doesn't mean you want more pubes. You want to keep that shit clean so it doesn't freeze. 20% off plus free shipping. Wet jeans.
Wet jeans. Keep using it. Keep using it. Because you know what? I want to ask for a raise. I want to march in there and go full Kanye West.
We should go to their office and ask for a raise.
I know where your office is. It's right in San Diego. I see it on the invoice. And I know what cubicle you're at.
Cubicle Drew. 12.
Drew, if you're listening.
We're coming for you, Drew.
We're coming through your throat.
For that raise.
They're gonna cut that clip and be like, you can't threaten our... You can't threaten your representative.
We have a strict non-threaten your rep law or rule.
I'm coming through your neck, Drew. If you don't give us a raise... Let me tell you something, Drew. Zoom in on this. If you...
Zoom in on the sewed.
I'm going to hit you with this.
Like when people used to make their pencils look like it could...
Oh, yeah.
Like rubber.
Wait, hold on.
It's hard to do it with... That one's... It's hard to do it with something that big, I feel like. That's what she said.
That's what she said, but not to me.
Imagine if... You know what? Next time I have an erection around a lady, I'm going to have her try to, like, move it with her fingers to see if it can look rubber.
Get a pencil and be like, remember this? Try to do this with my wank. Yeah, it is hard to do it with something bigger.
Just
the size matter. Next time on The View.
The View. Tune in to hear what Whoopi Goldberg has to say about dick size. On the next episode of The View.
On the next episode of The View, should Britney not have a conservatorship? Whatever the fuck it's called. Look at this. I want to flick something off here. Speaking of flicking, bro, I'm at the age where dudes I hang out with will just pick their nose and flick it just right in front of you.
Yeah, I'm actually...
It's kind of bothering me.
It's weird that you said that because I've noticed that too.
It's like getting annoying.
I didn't realize that when you get to a point, you just don't care that people can see you picking your nose.
And, like, flicking the boogers just, like, in my car.
That's fine.
It's just like, dude, come on.
Boogers are fucking gross. Rather have you flick poo in my car.
That's the age I'm at, where dudes I'm with are just flicking their boogers everywhere.
I mean, there gets to a point, like, men are disgusting all the time, but you just fluctuate how you're disgusting. So, like, when you're younger, you're not showering, like, you're not really, upkeeping your body as much as you should. And then you get older, you start showering more, but then you start, you get nosy, your nose gets hairy, and you start flicking bugs everywhere.
Men are nasty.
They are really so disgusting.
You know how I know? Because I'm gay. No, I am one.
Yeah. And I am disgusting.
I do disgusting things.
It's crazy. You're so disgusting when you're by yourself. You do shit that you wouldn't even tell God.
Yeah, like today, true story though. So I'm sitting on the couch and I just hear like, you know that noise? How could you do a noise? This is like an impossible noise to do. I don't even care if you're like the most talented voice actor on the planet. How do you do a noise that, you know when the toilet's running?
Mm.
How do you do that noise?
It's like.
But I heard it and I didn't do anything about it because I'm a guy.
Yeah.
And I heard it again. I'm like, all right, that's getting annoying. And I went and I had to. So, you know that big black, mine's black. You know the big black thing, that, like, the bubble that sits on the top of the toilet?
Yeah. You got to, like, pull like, it regular, out.
Yeah. It was stuck so that, like, the cap and the toilet. I'm going to actually start using the right terminology for this. All the ladies are going to shut off this podcast, right?
We should post this
toilet
clip.
Parts.
We should post this clip and then in response to people saying we're not handy, so they make it look like we know how to, like, fix toilets.
Yeah. Okay, so the water tank was rumbling and the refill tube was stuck onto the floaty, so the flapper wasn't going all the way down.
The flapper wasn't going down?
The flapper wasn't going down and the chain was stuck too. So I had to I had to remove the O-ring seal and then I had to take the chain get it free so the flapper could shut and the tube. Shut up!
That's so rude.
Shut the fuck up!
That is so fucking
rude. Oh my God!
Honking your horn right in the middle of this episode.
What was I just saying?
The ozone layer? Or
the- oh yeah, the O-ring on the toilet. I had to undo it. So basically my hands were all in there.
Mm.
And I forgot to wash my hands. And my Jersey Mike's just got to the door.
Yeah.
So I was about to grab it, and I remembered. I went and washed my hands. Yeah. I almost did it.
First of all, I just thought of something. I'm gonna take the chain that's on the top, the back of my toilet, and wear it like a necklace.
That's so nails.
And then have like the medallion be the floaty.
That's so sick.
I'm an upper deck.
Chicks would like that.
Yeah. Be like, where'd you get that chain? Be like, my toilet.
That would be so fucking cool, dude. Chicks would like that. I'm figuring out that chicks like stuff that I didn't know about.
Yeah, it's you start to learn a lot. Social media has made me learn a lot, I will say.
Yeah, chicks like things.
Girls do like things a lot.
Like chicks love guys that have like they're good at something. I bet you if I knew how to like wield this and like be like washa, like I bet you a girl out there would be attracted to that.
I actually think that's true. I think girls just want someone like a guy that's passionate about something and good at that with his passion.
Mm.
You know, like yeah. You gotta care about something. I think that's what women want. Yeah. They want to see you thrive.
They want to see you thrive, and then they're gonna go to Mexico and cheat on you anyway with an NBA player.
Yeah, in Mexico.
I haven't held a gun in a while.
I've never fired a gun, like a real. Oh wait, yeah, I have. Never mind, I have. I haven't fired one in a long. I want to fire like a fucking Desert Eagle.
People don't get that when you're white. Sometimes you get an itch to just fucking shoot guns.
And just shoot quail. Like,
go into a movie theater and just fuck. No, I'm just kidding.
Is that guy's trials? I feel like that guy's trials still going on. The dude that shot up the original Batman.
The guy with the purple hair.
Yeah.
I don't know. He's definitely still in jail, I hope. What's the libs?
Something
let him out.
Holmes. His last name's Holmes. I don't know his first name.
I don't want to glorify him.
Yeah.
I've shot a gun. I shot a gun a few years ago, an M16.
How was it?
It was cool. It was cool. It was really cool. It's like it makes you realize that none of the rappers are doing that.
You don't think so?
No. You know how like they're like, I'll pull up to your house, shoot. Mm-mm. It's like an experience. It's like it's very powerful. It's like, I shot a pistol too. It's real.
Is the recoil like? Is it heavy?
Oh my god, dude! Yeah,
because I was a lot younger, and I can't remember the recoil.
Oh my
god! I think my shoulder hurt after I fired it.
I had a M16. I hold it above my head, and I was shooting, and I was going bang bang, and just from my arms going like this, it like hurt the next day.
Yeah, fuck. But, recoil is no joke.
Yeah, it's like really scary. It's powerful. It's like you realize like I was with three people, and I didn't really know one of them that well. And I kind of like got this weird feeling. I was like, he could kill me at any second.
Yeah. I always think about that. Remember that time we walked in the liquor store and that guy had a huge revolver on his pocket, yep. On like his person.
Yeah.
And I was standing, we were in front of him. I was like, this guy, if he wanted to, could make any evidence in my head disappear.
Yep.
But that thing would blow my cheese to kingdom come.
Yeah. It's weird how powerful guns are.
Yeah. And we just have them. Everybody's got them. But that's what makes this country great. Land of the free.
We need more guns.
Even though at Mercedes-Benz Stadium, I don't know if you saw that picture someone posted. I quote tweeted it today because it actually made me irrationally angry. No alcohol.
What do you mean?
Jen and Mish can't buy alcohol at Mercedes-Benz Stadium today for whatever. I don't know what bowl game was there. I don't know which one. Where's Mercedes-Benz Stadium again?
Atlanta.
So which one?
Oklahoma, maybe? Texas?
That was in Dallas. That was where we saw WrestleMania.
Mercedes-Benz Stadium is definitely in Atlanta.
It is. It is.
Alabama?
Maybe it's the Bama game.
Wait, why? I don't understand, though. Why can't you drink alcohol? I'm not understanding.
Someone posted a sign, and I was like,
what's the point of watching football?
Yeah, watching football sober is like insane.
Yeah.
I've never watched a full football game sober in my life.
No, that's crazy.
That's awesome.
So many commercials.
You know what's insane? I think the most interesting thing about football, the NFL specifically, is the way they fit marketing and ads into everything. they do this thing where they show an aerial view, and it's like a 13-second clip of the aerial shot, and it's brought to me. It's brought to me by Chevy. It's just 10 seconds of a different angle on a camera, and it's got to be brought to me by Chevy.
Yeah.
Like, they will fit. They are fitting in advertisements in areas you thought was impossible. It's like when Pizza Hut finds a new place to put cheese. It's like, how did you figure this out?
Like, we put cheese in the cheese.
There's cheese inside the pepperonis. The rounds.
Cheese-filled cheese. Like, cheese-stuffed cheese.
There's just cheese, and then we fill it with cheese.
There's cheese-stuffed pizza sauce. Like, cheese-stuffed marinara sauce. Some kid on the internet today was making fun of my lisp. Now I kind of get why. Cheese-stuffed pizza cheese. I can't say it. I don't have a, people think I have an impediment. It's not. It's just my front teeth.
No, I think impediment's when you like your R's and your L's are mixed up. Like, also, this kid keeps chirping me about that. I said Reese's when it was a mistake, and
he keeps chirping you.
Yeah, and I said I'm gonna come down on him with the power of a thousand suns.
I hope that kid gets hit by a car today.
It's Reese's, bitch.
Yeah, people have been acting really weird on the internet, which is weird because it's the holidays. So why? I don't understand why. Like,
where's your all
the
hate
recently? What is going on with all this hate?
Have you been listening to any Christmas music?
No,
I've been listening to some because it gets I've been hearing it in stores and stuff. Last Christmas, I gave you my heart. The very next day, you gave it away.
Mm.
Imagine giving someone your heart on Christmas. 24 hours later, they give it away. That's fucked up.
That is not nice.
That's fucked up.
That just reminded me of a Moneybagg Yo lyric. He said the head was trash, so I had to dump her. And I was thinking to myself, do you think he explained the reason for why he ended the relationship? Like, he really said, I didn't like the way you gave me head? Or do you think he said something else? Because he literally says, the head was trash, so I had to dump her.
Fuck.
Is there any sort of explanation, like closure as to...
I feel like you can't tell someone the real reason.
I feel like if you're a money bag, you can.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, I guess he can.
We got to ask him.
We should get him on the poll.
Like, how trashed was the head for it to end the relationship?
That's got
to
be really bad head. Like, I don't even know how that would start. Like, how bad? I feel like head can't even be that bad. To the point where you're just like, this isn't going to work. I know we've been married for 72 years, but that was just atrocious head.
Yeah, like, how long into... the relationship, did he put up with it for 3 months, or was this like a right away thing?
Or was it one time? Like, she's been okay, and then there's one time was so bad, you're just like, I will never be able to get past this. This head was, I've seen better, you said, I would say I've seen better heads on JFK.
I've been, nice. I've been on this bench for 50 years, I've never seen head worse than this.
Imagine a judge saying this, I've been in all my days on the bench. 72 years. I'm sorry, 71. I'm skipping ahead here. 71 years I've been in the bench. I've never seen head like this in my life.
I've never had head this bad.
In all my years.
But chicks could also say that way more than guys.
Yeah, if you want to level the playing field.
Guys can't eat pussy.
No.
Myself included.
No, I have a better chance of solving it in a Rubik's Cube.
I think...
And I can't do that.
Yeah, I don't... I kind of look at a Rubik's Cube and I'm just like, I don't need to do this.
Yeah, I think if it's because how stupid I am or just because I don't have the drive. Like, I don't see a Rubik's Cube and be like, I need to figure that out. But I do with like other stuff. Like, if there's something I really want to be good at, I'll try at that. But like Rubik's Cube, I don't know. It just doesn't do it for me. It doesn't move the needle. It
just doesn't seem fun.
Yeah, like even if you're really, it's like one of those, it's like some people are really good at shit, but it's also you have to ask the question, why are you this good? It's like when someone's really good at bowling. Where did you
why
learn?
Why are you good at that?
Why are you good and where did you learn?
How many people are chained to the poles in your basement?
Yeah.
If you're good at bowling, you've at least thought about kidnapping somebody.
Yeah.
For sexual reasons.
Yeah. Or you just date so many women and that's your first date idea every time. And you're just bowling, with different women. What if you were so into bowling, but you couldn't find people to bowl, so you just kept asking out women to go bowling on the first date?
Just so you don't have to do it alone?
So you don't have to do it alone. Yeah, because no one else, like, you can't, I'm not, like you can't up on your boys, be like, you want to hit the alley?
I wonder if you were a girl and you went on a first date, and the guy was, like, really good at bowling. Would that be a red flag, or would you want to fuck him?
I don't know, because we were just talking about this. Girls like when you're really good at something, but I don't think you can just be good at anything. Like, I feel like that would be a red flag. That would be an ick, if you will.
Yeah.
Robin Thicke ick.
Wave after wave. Fucking wave after wave.
Isn't that Calvin Harris? Slowly.
It's crazy, bro. You get... Motherfuckers can just, like, have a concert, but the background is a bunch of lit candles, and it's go, fucking wave after wave.
Slowly
drifting. And girls will run up their streams per month to, like, a billion streams a month.
Yeah.
Because of the candles and the aesthetic.
Aesthetic is huge. It's everything. Aesthetic's how we view the world.
Aesthetic. What's it called when you have like a fake leg? Is that an aesthetic?
Prosthetic.
Oh.
it's when your prosthetic leg has like its own aesthetic. It's like a prosthetic.
All right, I gotta go. I actually do have to go.
Thank you for tuning in. I'm really grabbing this mic. Thank you for tuning in. We've had a wonderful time. Hope you enjoy your week. And be safe out there. There's a lot of nuts out there.
A lot of nuts, and there's a lot of walnuts.
There's a lot of nuts, and there's a lot of bolts.
There's a lot of bolts!
The nuts versus the bolts.
Hold on, I'm going through our DMs real quick to see if...
Wave after wave. So are we pooping?
This girl DM'd us, and she said, I didn't get my question answered in either show. I have a gun to my head, and it's your fault. We definitely did answer it. She just didn't fucking listen. I'm going to DM her back.
For the third
right
time?
Back.
Is this the same girl that asked the question again?
Oh my God. I'm going to send her a voice message. No, you know what? Let's play it. Let's answer it. And if we already... Because we liked it. I don't know which of us liked it, but that means I do that. When we play a message or something, I like it, so I know, okay.
Yes, we probably did.
If she fucking wastes our time right now, I'm going to be late to this open house now. And we're talking free real estate, guys.
Yeah, free real estate.
Zero money down. Free house flipping lesson.
Lesson.
Every parent should take their kids to two things. Swimming lessons, which is funny. Because like, what is someone going to throw your baby off a cruise ship?
When do you need to know
how when to does a baby in landlocked Arizona need to go to swimming lessons?
Yeah, it's insane.
And house flipping seminars. Put your kid in house flipping seminars. You're going to have passive income for life. Zero money down. All right, let's
no
play.
APR.
Oh my God, I already know we did this. I'm
Grand Rapids, Michigan. All right, this is Rosie.
This is Jillian.
From Grand Rapids, Michigan. And we are wondering if you guys would ever consider coming to Michigan.
I think if we you guys came to Grand Rapids, you guys would have a time. I would honestly would just love to have a beer with you guys, if I'm being totally honest.
I would love to.
And just talk about things, if I'm being so honest. I think you guys should come to Grand Rapids, Michigan.
I would break up with
only
my boyfriend
being honest.
For either of you.
Oh, Jesus.
Whoa. Run that back.
Totally honest. I would love to. And just talk about things. If I'm being so honest, I think you guys should come to Grand Rapids, Michigan.
I would break up with my boyfriend for either of you.
Oh, Jesus Christ. I think you guys should just come. We could have a beer. We could hang out. I could show you guys the locals, like the local spots around. It's a good ass time.
How long is it?
I think you guys would really get into it. And I think you guys would dive in. Like, I just think you guys would love it. I think you should do it.
Let's get in there.
I would
DM
really love
details.
It. If you guys do end up coming,
look, how long is that?
It's back on this. This is like such a soul commitment. I think it could reach a lot of your people that listen to it. A lot of people.
I have stopped. This is so long.
That's like almost a seminar at that point.
I'm gonna send her a message back right now. Hey, what's up, Rosie? This is Robert. We just answered your fucking seminar that you sent on Wednesday. It's going to be on Wednesday's show. So thanks for the question. Actually, no, I'm going to redo it. Hey, we just answered this on the Wednesday show. So I don't ever want to hear. We just answered it on the Wednesday show. So if you tune in, enjoy.
Mitch.
So, because she said, didn't get my question answered to either show. I have a gun in my head. It's your fault.
We definitely answered her.
That one sounded
different, from, though. Was there a different question before that?
Take a look.
What's good for the goose is good for the gander.
No, there's not. But it sounded very familiar, but I don't remember anything being that long.
Yeah.
We have a random one from today. We didn't even ask questions, should we?
Yeah.
What's up, Robert? Andrew? This is Grizz from Sacramento, California. And I have a question. I'm going to Vegas in January for my buddy's birthday. What's the best hotel right on the strip? And why is it the New York, New York? Thanks. Appreciate it.
It is so on brand for a kid from California to miss when we ask, like, we're like, hey, send us questions for today's show. And like 4 days later, this dude from California is just like, this is my question.
I actually love that. Like, just like, you can answer. You'll answer my question when I send it.
It doesn't get any more on brand than that. But all right, I actually have to go.
My favorite hotel is Paris. Keep going.
Really?
That's my favorite one.
Really? Wow.
I love the book and I like the vibe in there. It feels like I'm in Paris, Texas.
Yeah, I like it. I'm not picky anymore. I used to be picky, but then they like jacked all the prices up. It's just like, all right.
Yeah.
Everything's the same fucking thing, dude.
Yeah, that's true.
What was I just going to say? I was just going to say something about something.
I think
fucking cares?
I think I just slew-footed you there. I don't remember.
No, it wasn't important. It was about how I have to go. I think I was going to say I have to go, but I just like to go early because I don't want to go there. It's going to be like crowded.
Yeah.
I just like to go on the dot.
All right. Thank you for tuning in.
And here is the next 2 hours of Bedard highlights.
Did you just score?
Was that from today?
Holy shit.
What?
Lightning got their fucking ass cheeks blown apart.
Lightning found dead in downtown Dallas apartment.
Holy shit. That's pretty pathetic.
Tweeting that.
Is that Vass in that?
Yeah.
So much for his return.
I just saw a clip today, and they were like, yeah, Vasilevsky doesn't get pulled. He won't let you pull him. Well, he let in six on 25. Tampa's not good. I mean, it's not that they're not good. They're just burnt out.
Yeah.
Won three cups. It's
hard to find that drive.
It's hard. Yeah, I mean, it's a lot of hockey. Guys are hurt. Guys are getting old. Like, it's hard to bet on them because they still have the same kind of. I mean, they lost.
On my betting show on our Patreon, $3.99 a month, zero money down, actually.
Yeah.
Because you don't have to pay weight when you join. I had Tampa over 2.5 goals, so that's a dud. But yeah.
2.5, yeah, that's shot.
Yeah.
It's hard betting on the Lightning because I actually have to go and I keep talking. it's hard to bet on them because they're not that good this year, but they still have guys that, like, if you lose a bet to Tampa, you're like, why the fuck did I bet against Tampa?
Yeah, exactly. If you bet against them, Kucherov will score 4.
And he's not even trying. Like, he's just gliding around in Vasilevsky of a shutout.
Yeah.
So then you can't. For me, I don't bet. I've actually been taking a backseat to betting, but because I got blown the fuck out by the first weeks in the NFL. Fuck the NFL, dude. Respectfully, though.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to cahoots with the upper management in the NFL. Very powerful people.
In case you want to get Goodell on the pod.
Yeah, he's a friend of the show. All right, everybody. Thanks for listening. I'm Gene.
Have a great week.
Bye-bye.